Creighton, Nebraska baseball on the radio tonight. It'll be on at 1620 The Zone at 6 o'clock. Following another outstanding edition of Unsportsmanlike Conduct, it'll be
completely live.
Myself and Nick Hanley tonight on the radio. John has decided to ditch us and do TV. I thought he was a radio guy.
I know. These radio guys, they always want to be TV stars.
So if you, if you're watching on Nebraska Public Media tonight, you will hear John Bishop, the more partial John Bishop on television.
Okay. Yeah. I think they should just let him be unhinged.
Me too.
I mean, that's what you're buying.
But how do you be unhinged for both teams?
Yeah.
You know?
You just ask Gus Johnson.
Oh! Oh! Get that tarp back on the field!
He balks in a run!
1620 The Zone tonight for the third and final edition of Creighton and Nebraska 2024 baseball. Third time in a month, by the way.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. They haven't,
life comes at you fast.
Yeah, they're not doing a May game this year. They're doing the third game on the last day of April. Here's a comment from RNG Schwartzwielder from YouTube.
Hi, RNG Schwartzwielder.
This person asks, are we sure the defense is going to be anywhere near as good as last year? They proved that they couldn't hold out all four quarters as is. May not be popular, but it is what it is. That's a good question. I have been thinking about that a lot. I think if you're putting it in layman's terms and you're like looking at the team from a 40,000-foot view, you would actually say that Nebraska's defense is a, ready for this, candidate for regression.
Oh. Well, if there's no way the offense can be that bad again, could there theoretically be no way the defense could be that good again?
Well, they still had room to grow.
Uh-huh.
Where the offense didn't really have much room to get worse. So there was that. I mean, defense has room to grow and that they can get more turnovers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I think they'll be more explosive this year.
They were on the damn field so much.
Exactly.
Last year.
The offense getting better actually probably, in the long term, it actually probably hurts the defense from like a statistical perspective. But that's not what's important. Like it doesn't, like if this is like what you're taking out of this, like Nebraska had a top 10 defense last year, so they have to be a top 10 defense again this year. No, think about it in the bigger picture. Nebraska had the poopiest offense in the country last year. I mean, from a turnover perspective, from yards perspective, it was not the worst in the country. That would be our friends to the east here. But, so it's about how those two things come together. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely possible that the defense isn't as good this year. But I still think it's good. I still think it's good. And
I would think so.
Yeah, it's at the very, like, it's the same, you know. It's the same kind of personnel. I guess I'm a little curious about the defensive backfield getting thinner there. You know, you're not going to have Bly Hill. It sounds like, and you'll have Tommy Hill, who's been like a question mark, but also people, you know, they love him, you know, and stuff like that in the defensive backfield. And, you know, you're switching out linebackers and maybe a little faster there. Like there's questions, but I'm not concerned about the big piece of it. Like, I don't think you'll ever look up and be like, this defense is a problem. Right. That's not how I think this will go. But, yeah, I don't think they'll be as good as they were last year because I think it's hard to be that good. And I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Maybe Tony White will take offense to that. I don't know. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Prove us wrong, Tony.
I think Tony was a little triggered after in late spring ball there as the offense kind of kicked it into gear.
Yeah.
Triggered Tony, if you will.
The report out of practice, hey, we were only there for 20 minutes, but that dude was mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there was probably a little bit of that. Greg in Myrtle Beach writes in.
Hi, Greg.
Good to hear from Greg. Greg. Us Carolina Husker fans aren't excited about middle school rules in-game coaching. You'll see that we need much more talent to overcome that, but Raiola gives us a puncher's chance. That's an interesting way to look at it.
There were a couple of in-game things last year, two or three times.
I am currently operating. Now, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. It appears that Greg and Myrtle Beach is not in this case. I'll admit that I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on this and the entire offensive staff, but it goes back to what I said yesterday. I am currently operating under the belief that Nebraska's offense as a whole has taken this giant step, whether it's the offensive line, the wide receivers, obvious gigantic step in quarterback play, and that will make up, like, that. I don't know if it'll cover up those errors, but Nebraska will be in less positions to make those errors. Now, I will say this on Greg and Myrtle Beach's side. This isn't a rule thing. This isn't a decision-making thing per se, but the kicking thing is real.
Oh.
The kicking thing is real. They're going to have to make field goals
yep.
to win games, and they have to feel confident. Otherwise, you know, if they get to the 37 or 35 and they don't feel like they could do it and it's 4th and 6 and you're kind of in between the punt and go zone, like, yep. you know, there's going to be some turnovers that come out of that.
They got to have a game plan. They got to have a plan.
If you don't feel like if
figure it out,
even if you're at the 30 and you feel like mm-hmm. you can't do it, that's troublesome.
If it's weathering at all,
but like I said,
you're at the 30.
Yeah, like I said, I think this staff has a pretty good self scout of itself,
mm-hmm.
And they kind of know when to press the right buttons. But yeah, I'm kind of operating under the guys that like that stuff will get better because of just the general tide rising on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe it'll be.
You think the kicking game will get better because of that?
No, I'm sorry. The rule coaching decision stuff. Like the in-game stuff. I think that will get better as a result of just the rising tide of the offense.
I'm just very concerned about the kicking.
I'm concerned about the kicking. No, that's a real concern. I'm concerned about the kicking. And the punting, to be fair.
True.
Mushini hit a decent one, but he hasn't been the same for like 2 years now.
Although the Sickos committee did just release one of those graphs that they always release. Big Ten schools ranked by how many punts it would take to get to the nearest Culver's.
Please tell me more.
Nebraska 8th in the conference at 121 punts.
Well, that's because they don't punt it far enough.
That's right.
How close is their Culver's?
I don't know.
Does it give you that information?
It does not.
There's a Culver's on 27th, right? Yeah, I think there's Culver's on 27th, maybe the closest one. Right? There's Culver's maybe on like 14th at Van Dorn. It's got to be their closest Culver's. That's a lot. 120 punts just to get to Culver's?
Yeah. Iowa, 28.5 punts.
That's because their punters punt so
Culver's.
Far.
Yeah.
Torrey Taylor got drafted in the 4th round.
Yeah. And he got drafted in the CFL draft today, just in case.
Wow.
Yeah.
A team wasted their pick?
The BC Lions drafted him just in case something happens. And
what do you mean just in case? Like in case he gets kicked out of the NFL?
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time that the best punter ever has been kicked out of the NFL, Connor.
Yeah. That is true. I think that was hopefully a one-off.
A one-off. God willing.
But he's good now, right? Everything was good, clear with him?
Yeah, Ariza? I believe he even signed somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think so. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Says, I'm not sure the offense being good hurts the defense. If we can average 7.5 plays per drive instead of 5.5, I think the defense would be assisted by that over like a long period of time. But what I'm saying is like the yards stuff, you know, like it's very possible that Nebraska's I think we asked the question at the beginning is the spring. Like, what has a better chance of happening? The offense getting better or the defense getting better? Like, it's obviously the offense is going to get way better.
The Chiefs sign Matt Ariza.
The Chiefs sign Matt Ariza. So I don't know that it hurts the defense, but what I'm saying, like, and I think there's another year, like, you watch the full season of tape, and now you have some of Nebraska's secrets, and they wanted to get into chaos and all this stuff. Like, teams have a better idea of how to adjust and how to figure that out now. There are new teams in the Big Ten, though, so that throws a little bit of the summer plans off. By the way, here's from Happer's meme guy.
Happer's meme guy.
Folks hopefully will not be tweeting, well, now we're in Alvado range this year once Nebraska gets across midfield as they did last year. It was a curse. It was a curse. You should have never made that field goal in the state championship game.
It sure seems that way. But then he'd be punting like at Akron or someplace. Wouldn't even got offered.
I guess so.
They had to offer him.
Yeah, Mickey. It was a Mickey deal. Yeah. Mickey was like, I'm offering you right now. I'm doing it right now. Dan says, I think it'd be easier to make in-game decisions when your team is playing better. If you're constantly worrying about who can do what, it adds stress to the in-game stuff. Yeah, I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think that'll get better. Definitely showed itself last year, though. Not denying that. But I think everybody looks a lot better when the offense is normal. Just a normal, middle-of-the-road Nebraska offense that doesn't turn the ball over 700 times. Hopefully starting in 2024. By the way, got a Culver's update here.
Oh, okay. I'm terrible with Lincoln geography.
Yeah, so I believe the closest would be the one on North 27th, and the other one would be on 14th and Old Cheney. I said 14th and Van Dorn, I think. But, yeah, look at that. I know my Lincoln Culver's. I know Lincoln.
Good. Glad someone does.
All right, now we will come back. Alan Bell will join us on the other side. The Kentucky Derby is coming up this weekend. See what's going on in college baseball, how he enjoyed the NFL draft, all of those things. Coming up with AB on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.